For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free. No last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This
hey, stop.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
This ball's picked, intercepted at the goal line. Darius Williams goes to get it, and LA has the first takeaway.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Happened with Devondre Campbell. He didn't play, and he went into the locker room at some point.
Yeah, he didn't say he didn't want to play today.
I wish I would have heard about it on the field, but I didn't. It's hard to win football games when someone doesn't want
to. Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, comedian Nate Bargatze. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
You know, I love doing this show, and I love having the opportunity to welcome in so many guests. And I'm always excited to have guests that are kind enough to take time out of their busy schedules to come here. But throughout last night and this morning, I'm like, Nate Bargatze's coming to the studio today. And I'm just genuinely fired up for this one, man.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites. He's as funny as they get. He's as red hot as they get.
Yeah.
You know? And he's in studio hour 3. And I feel the same way every single time Tom Pelissero joins the program as well. I'm not just saying that because he's listening and we're about to bring him in here.
Tommy P.
I really feel that way. Tom Pelissero is here.
Hey,
What's up to my boys in the studio
Tommy
there?
What's up, Tommy? You know, feeling great today, Tom.
Tom still has got that Elvis album behind his right shoulder.
He does.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're switching. I'm not going to order a second one. We've got, 12 days till Christmas?
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna leave him back there. I saw Nate Bargatze in St. Paul last year. He opened up with a 5-minute bit about how he never understood why it was called the Twin Cities, but then he went to St. Paul. And it was the funniest thing because, you know, he just thought it up. Like, he got there and he was like, now I get it. And that was the whole bit. And the place was rolling. I mean, he's one of the funniest people alive. So that's awesome. He's coming in.
Yeah, he's I saw him at the Hollywood Bowl when he was with Jim Gaffigan and Sebastian Maniscalco and Jerry Seinfeld. And it was a brilliant night. And yeah, he's coming in hour number 3. Good to see you, Tom. What is your reporting on what happened with Devondre Campbell last night? Was it as him not being happy that Dre Greenlaw was back and eating into his playing time? Is that what happened, Tom?
It sounds like, I mean, it follows a lot of the same patterns as what happened with Deontay Johnson a couple of weeks ago, which is, hey, I haven't played. It's cold. It's crappy out. It's rainy. My muscles aren't loose. And you're telling me now I'm going in the game? No. You're not allowed to do that. And I don't know that, you know, you didn't have the same type of comments after the game about Deontay Johnson that you've had about Devondre Campbell. I mean, George Kittle going off and basically saying it was immature. You had Tre'Davious Ward using words I can't use on here, but, you know, really calling him out. And Kyle Shanahan flat out saying, I don't think we need to talk about him anymore. That's a hard one to walk back into a locker room. You know, everybody out there is miserable in that weather, and it's just an ugly type of a game. You lose a couple of linebackers, you know, because they had, D. Winters got banged up. I think they had Flanagan Fowles got banged up too. So they had nobody left. And then for Devondre Campbell to, you know, basically tell the coaches, no, I'm not going in. I'm not going to say it's surprising, Rich, because Devondre Campbell is a very talented player, but also one who at multiple stops now, has worn out his welcome for one reason or another. A suspension may be the most likely thing here. But even then, it's hard to imagine that that guy's coming back to the 49ers.
Well, with the Niners losing last night and essentially being eliminated from the tournament in which they had designs of defending their conference championship, Tom, the next decision for them, we all know, is going to be what to do with Brock Purdy. And let the debate begin. I can already see it crossing my screen amongst a lot of my competition this morning. It's the next order of business for the 49ers, and he shouldered a lot of the blame last night. Some of his teammates said it's not all on him, and they love him. Is he going to get the generationally enriching contract because it's his turn next, or will the Niners sit here and play a bit of hardball, if not even think about maybe moving on to somebody else? Like, what is the Brock Purdy question as we now have seen this season play out, Tom?
Well, first of all, I would say that was not a night that was kind to anybody playing quarterback. Matthew Stafford threw, I don't know how many balls directly to 49ers defenders, and they didn't catch them. Like, when you're playing in that weather, you're probably going to miss some throws. There's obviously some there that Brock Purdy wants back, but he also hits Debo in the hands on what should be a long touchdown. And Debo, who spent last week saying, hey, the problem's not me, the problem's I'm not getting the ball, repeatedly got the ball and didn't take advantage of it last night. It was a confluence of circumstances here. You know, with Brock Purdy, I think you have to look at it in the aggregate here. In his short career, because he took over, you know, as a seventh-round pick and took over late in the 2022 season, he's already got 13 games with 120 passer rating, which is the most of any player ever over their first three seasons here. The efficiency numbers are really strong on him, and he's been a part of four playoff wins. I mean, the last two guys to reset the market were Dak Prescott and Lamar Jackson, who have four playoff wins combined. And wins are not a quarterback stat, but the point is, they've found a way to win a ton of games with Brock Purdy. So the situation is this: he's eligible for a contract extension starting at the end of the regular season, which is in all likelihood at this point going to be the end of the season as a whole for the 49ers. He's a seventh round pick, so there's no fifth year option. So next year is a contract year. If a deal is going to get done, I would anticipate it is at the top of the quarterback market for all the reasons that I just said. Right now, that stacks number, that is $60 million per year. Hmm. Are the 49ers willing to go to that? Or are they going to be in a situation where you could have a standoff with your starting quarterback into the offseason here? I mean, there's a lot of questions that still need to be answered here. There's no reason really for Brock Purdy to take a submarket deal at this stage. You know, the worst case would be, you know, he could always play it out. Lamar Jackson did that once upon a time. You gain even more leverage by doing that. Brock also hasn't made as much money as Lamar by virtue of being a seventh-round draft pick. But I don't think this is a, you know, hey, we're going to make you the 10th highest-paid quarterback, and Brock Purdy just saying, hey, where do I sign? He's, you know, based upon his production, based on the playoff success, I'm sure he feels like he deserves to be paid at the top of the market. And then that raises other questions for the 49ers, which is you've got a pretty expensive roster. They got like six or seven guys who are all due at least $15 million in cash in 2025. So what other things potentially could come, because you've got a very veteran, older, expensive core on that football team? One of them, one of the names we're going to be talking about, is what's the future for Debo Samuel? He's on the books for about $17 million in 2025. We know the 49ers got calls on him in a potential trade back before the draft. They were not at that point willing to part with him unless somebody gave him up just a crazy price for him. And he's one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players of all time, maybe the favorite. But he's in a contract year. He's making a lot less money, you know, half the money of what the top of the wide receiver market is at this point. Can they get another big wide receiver deal done? Or, you know, potentially could Debo Samuel be on the move? If Brandon Ayuk hadn't gotten hurt, we would have real conversations based on how everything transpired of 1 year after they finally got the deal done with Ayuk. Do they even, you know, answer calls if somebody called for trading for him? That's not going to happen now because of the knee injury that he suffered. But there's a lot of moving parts for the 49ers. They're always going to be well coached with Kyle Shanahan. But this is just the nature of when you invest over and over in your best players, and they're getting older and they become more and more expensive. At some point, there's little pivots that have to take place. And certainly, you know, the number of games missed by Ayuk by Christian McCaffrey this season, by Nick Bosa. I mean, your best and most expensive players have to play their best to win a lot of games in the NFL. The 49ers haven't won a lot of games, and they're a prime example of it.
Tom Pelissero here on the Rich Eisen Show. It was 1 week ago in this very segment. I'm like, so Bill Belichick in North Carolina, what's he going to do? Really, really take that job and get ready for Wake Forest? And sure enough, here we are. The answer is yes. He's now officially the UNC HC, Tom. What's the general sense of people that you text with, talk with about this wild fact, Tom?
Well, Rich, first of all, I've had a full week to rethink the phrasing that I used on the show based upon what I was being told at that time. I said it's highly unlikely that he's going to end up at North Carolina. And the reason that I said that, besides the fact that it is a wild idea to say Bill Belichick is going to end up at North Carolina, but they were not close on all the things in terms of the salary, the investment that would need to be made in a coaching staff, the investment that they would need to make in terms of the revenue share and everything else. Like, they were not in the same ballpark, but they got to a place over many conversations where Bill Belichick felt comfortable going into North Carolina and taking a shot at this in 2025. Now, there's still a ton of unanswered questions in terms of what is the staff going to look like for Bill Belichick. We know Mike Lombardi is already there to be the general manager of the team. They got $13 million in the revenue share, which is a big chunk when you're talking about a historically basketball school like North Carolina, but it's still less than the Clemsons of the world. So how well are they going to be able to compete from a monetary perspective? There's a lot of staffing questions that still need to be answered at this point. I think that the assumption by a lot of people was that Bill would basically get the whole band back together and they'd all be headed to North Carolina. I don't get that same sense. You may see some familiar names, but there may well be a lot of people named Belichick or Lombardi who end up being on that staff. Steve Belichick, of course, Bill's son, who's the defensive coordinator of Washington. He's got a buyout that's in place through January 1st. Washington still has a bowl game coming up. So if, in fact, Steve Belichick is going to end up in North Carolina, which nothing's done on that front, but I would say, based on my understanding, I think that it's more likely than not that he ends up there. That's something that's going to be a few weeks away. But Belichick is still, you know, doing meetings and figuring out who's going to come in and help him with, you know, the scouting side of things, both at the college and the high school level. Who's going to fill out some of those important spots on the rest of his coaching staff? I think the other, you know, interesting part of this is the way, and other people have pointed this out, the way that the buyouts in Bill's contract are structured, because there's a $10 million buyout in place through June 1st of 2025. That's clearly there to reduce, never say eliminate, but reduce substantially the possibility that the NFL cycle picks up in a month here and somebody whisks Bill away, even though he says, I didn't come here to leave. The $10 million buyout at least goes a little ways toward preventing that, even though Bill was making $25 million a year by the end in New England. He's probably got plenty of money to do whatever he wants to here. That buyout drops to $1 million starting next June 1st, which clearly keeps Bill's options open for what he wants to do if the NFL comes knocking again next year. You know, why did he decide to jump on this job when his focus and a lot of the conversation for the past year had been about staying in the NFL and going after the wins record? A lot of it, Rich, from my understanding, goes back to the way that things played out last year when there were, I think, seven jobs open. Only one of those teams, the Falcons, was even willing to interview Belichick for the job. He has the initial conversation with Arthur Blank on his yacht. He thinks at that point, everybody seems to be on the same page. But then based on the rules that the NFL has in place and all the things they do for diversity and equity, it was, Bill, you got to come in. You got to go through the same car wash at the facility that we're doing with 15 other people. So Bill Belichick, who shouldn't need to type up a resume, much less go through a 10-hour interview, has to go through and meet with all these different people and then wait while they're doing additional interviews. And Belichick, up until the day that the Falcons hired Raheem Morris, still believed he was going to be the Falcons head coach. There was a part of that that I think scarred Bill on some level. He had to think about why, you know, that played out the way that it did. And I never got the sense that he really felt great about going through this same process And again, having to do the same things and waiting and going through as teams satisfied the Rooney Rule. And as they talk to various candidates, the league encourages everybody to drag these processes out. I don't think that he really felt like he wanted to do that. As opposed to at the college level, they just go, we want that guy. We want Bill Belichick. And it was really the donors and the boosters, from my understanding, who got this thing rolling. There were some people that Bill has known for a long time at North Carolina. They came to him about it. He was intrigued enough to have those initial conversations. And it progressed to a point where he's sitting there wearing Carolina blue and smiling 500% more in a press conference than he ever did in New England. And we'll see exactly what that means in terms of what they put on the field in 2025. And in turn, does that set up Bill for a 2-3-4 year runway at North Carolina, or does it propel him right back into potentially being in the conversation in the next NFL hiring cycle in 2026?
Tom Pelissero, you just gave a ton of information there, but the one thing I actually turned to Brockman and TJ here in studio going, wait a minute. Bill was making $25 million a year coaching the Patriots by the end of his contract there, Tom? Really?
Bill's contract was always somewhat of a mystery during his time in New England because he would never leak it. The Patriots would never leak it.
Right.
It was thought for the last decade that Bill was the highest paid coach somewhere in that upper stratosphere. I mean, there's a bunch of coaches now, Rich. There's about a half dozen coaches who are making $17 to $22 million. Bill, from my understanding, what I heard, and Bill has not confirmed this directly to me, so I'll add that grain of salt. But my understanding was the last deal he did was 2 years and $50 million with the Patriots. When they redid his contract, it was essentially a one-year deal and then sort of a parachute for him. They obviously parted ways last year. He's making now $10 million at North Carolina. He's got all kinds of incentives, for things like the academics and the GPA, Rich, which, again, when I'm reading the whole contract, was just hilarious. It's like, so Bill's sitting there going, boy, guys, if we can get a 2.8 GPA, I get an extra $200,000. It's just it's a strange thought. He's a great, great football coach.
But
for all the comparisons to Deion Sanders, and I've heard plenty of those. Like, remember this? Yeah, Deion became instantly, Colorado became this national story. It's
going to be
the same thing at North Carolina. Deion went 4-8. His first year with two of the best players in the country on his team. Bill doesn't have those guys coming in. Let's see who he's able to add. You can be the greatest coach at the college level, even in the ACC. It's still about what's the talent level that you put on the field, and we'll see how him and Mike Lombardi decide to deploy those resources.
All right, last one for you. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, or, 1 is smoke, 10 is fire, what's going on in the locker room in Philadelphia as they have a 9-game win streak taking on the Steelers? 1 is smoke, 10 is fire. What do you got?
That's the thing is I just can't get over this, Rich, because obviously, last season ended the way it did, right? From the middle of 2021 through the middle of 2023, nobody won more games than the Eagles. Then they hit the slide down the stretch last season. They lose in the playoffs. We're sitting here talking about Nick Sirianni, 3 years, 3 playoffs, and should he be fired? Then they get off to a 2-2 start this year. It's bumpy on offense. They've got another new coordinator, and it's what's going to happen with Sirianni. Now they're on a 9-game winning streak. Everything seems to be headed the right direction, other than obviously they've stumbled a little bit in the passing game, and A.J. Brown made a comment about it, saying they got to improve in that area. But a big part of that's because they're running the crap out of the ball. I think they're still the number one rushing team in the league. So why wouldn't Brandon Graham, who's on injured reserve, go on local radio or a podcast or whatever it was and start talking about the quarterback and the receiver aren't friends anymore? Like, this is an only in Philadelphia type of storyline. It does, listen, it does mirror a lot of the stuff, whether they were rumors, facts, whatever, that was going around last year about Jalen Hurts, his connection to the locker room, his connection to specific teammates. I had not heard, quite honestly, that there was anything that was amiss on that front this season. I think that, you go to any big time receiver in the league, if they're not getting the ball the way that they think that they should, they're going to be frustrated about it. Wide receiver is a uniquely dependent position. You can be winning every one of your routes, and if the ball doesn't come your way, you're going to feel some type of way about it because you're doing your job. And maybe, maybe the quarterback's just going somewhere else. Maybe he's not seeing you. I don't know the progressions and all that type of stuff. I haven't gotten the sense that this is like a boiling point type of an issue. I know Brandon Graham, who's a great guy, by the way, always willing to talk, which in this case, slightly problematic, but great guy. He immediately tried to walk that thing back and say, hey, I really didn't know what I was talking about, and I definitely shouldn't have said that. But once again, you have this strange pall over the Eagles, who are like a game back of the Lions for the top seed in the NFC, or two games back, whatever it is. The Vikings, of course, are in there as well, although they're going to have to overtake the Lions within the division. This is a team we should be talking about as, you know, are they the best team in the NFL right now? We'd probably be having that discussion more if the Lions weren't doing what they're doing. Instead, we're talking about, you know, the injured reserve linebacker on a podcast. It's just, this is only in Philly. That's all I can say.
I know, and I appreciate the nuanced informational answer, but this is sports talk radio, so you have to answer the question. One is smoke, 10 is fire. What's the number? What do you got?
I mean, in terms of the friends thing, I mean,
no, it's a problem. It's something that let's just say not a problem. So like the
Steelers, I believe a lot of this stuff has been addressed. A lot of it's been addressed. Was in the offseason. And Jalen Hurts, by all accounts, has been better. You know, he's played better. The leadership has been improved as well. I just don't sense that this is like a front burner type issue. You would think, Rich, if it were, we'd be seeing a lot more evidence of it on the field.
Tom, greatly appreciate the time. Thanks so much. I'll see you on game day morning on Sunday. You and 50 other people. I don't know if you did you see the from the NFL media?
Not even the wildest one. We had one earlier. It was like 50 faces all the way across. That might have been back in training camp. But yes, insiders, Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero. Well, there we are.
It looks though that you've got shoulder on your two insiders, and Kurt and Ian have shoulder on me. That's the most important thing is who has shoulder on whom.
Yeah, but you're smack dab in the middle,
and you're so tall.
I think they know how I feel about the shoulders, so they made me middle tall.
Just to
placate
you. You're standing next to Ian, so it's a low bar to clear. But I'm just happy that my 8 years at NFL Network, gone from not on the graphic to like the very edge where they use like the side profile picture of me just kind of ducking in. I'm like, I'm two steps away from greatness here.
So I appreciate you you saying that. And used to be on the very periphery. Now you're right there in the middle.
He's all grown up.
That's what happens when you're on NFL Plus in 2024. That's what happens. Look at Mooch right there. By the way, that photograph from Mooch is quite literally, quite like it was Obama president when he was.
Love that our heads are still smaller than the font that says Lil Wayne and Pat McAfee join.
Well, I hope Lil Wayne comes in studio this time around so he can start drinking the waters and Coca-Colas that they put. They're in crispers in the green room.
Nice.
Refrigerator saying Lil Wayne's.
Yeah, that was like 3 weeks ago they were in there, right?
He's been on remote the last 2 weeks.
So. Still good. They're still good.
Tom, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you
Thanks,
soon.
Rich.
You got it. Tommy
B. See you, Tommy. Be good, buddy, brother.
See you, everybody.
Let's take a break. That number is insane.
25?
We'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, it's a What's More Likely Friday. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams. have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time, only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. What goes through your mind when you hear everybody wants one of you?
You know, it's flattering and humbling, Rich, but it's a result of the success we've had as a team. And, you know, it's nice. Just like, you know, but you know what, though? It is true, though. Like, we got great coaches on our staff. We got good players. It's a great reflection of our organization and what we've done. And I think, you know, that's the biggest thing. And to see guys that we've worked with over the last couple of years get opportunities with Matt and with Zach Taylor, you know, they're deserving of it because of what they've done on their own merit. And when they go in and compete for jobs, people say, man, we can see this guy leading our organization, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys thrive.
Have you told Kingsbury that he has the job because of you too?
No, sure. That's the that. Cliff got his deal on his own.
Okay, no, I'm sure he did. I know you were knocking on his door too to join your staff. I know that. So you pantsed him, according to Schefter.
I got him good, didn't I?
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
You told that to Schefter that
I did.
You totally. What did you do to him again?
Well, basically, you know, he obviously has a pre-existing relationship with Patrick Mahomes. He was out here doing some things, and Cliff was having dinner with him and a group of people, and we have a mutual friend, and I tricked him into thinking that, you know, he was tampering and that he was going to lose some picks. It was
that's what you changed somebody's name in your phone to Roger Goodell.
I did. Our mutual friend, I couldn't let this go on too long. So our mutual friend, a guy named Chaz Gessner, I put his number in my phone as Roger Goodell and had him send me a text that said, you know, hey, this is tampering. You know better than this. You guys are both, you know, and I showed it to Kingsbury and I said, you know, Mr. Goodell, he never texts me. I said, you better call Steve Kine right now. And his face... He was like, he said, I thought I was going to throw up. He's like, that's wrong. I mean, I couldn't let it go on for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah,
it was a good but a bad joke, man. Okay. I mean, he's like, you ruined dinner, man.
The great Sean McVay, his appearances are all on our YouTube channel. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'm sorry. When Tom was saying, you know, when at the he's Belichick's making $10 million a year, $5 million for 5 years for $50 million, and basically insinuated it was a cut rate by saying that Bill was making $25 million a year by the end of his contract in New England. I'm like, wait, what?
Woo.
$25 million per in New England. That's a lot of money. And then he said many coaches are currently making 17 to 22. I mean,
well, he said
in the NFL annually?
A handful. So obviously,
so let's guess.
Well, Sean Payton
Andy Reid's got to be making that much. He was talking about retiring. Remember that? That was he's going to walk off and he's like, no, I'm going to keep coaching.
But did they announce a new deal for him?
Andy Reid is is making that much money.
About Tomlin.
Back to back. I bet you Tomlin. He just got a new deal. I bet you that's how much he's making.
Yeah, Sportico has Andy Reid.
So we never find out what the coaches are making.
He like, signed 100 for over five. So Andy Reid's at that 20 mark.
Yeah, right. Who else? John Harbaugh. I bet you he's making that much.
Oh, yeah.
Jim is making set like on the lower end of that, right? 17?
Jim, probably, for sure.
Who else? Let's keep going.
I don't know. He only said a handful, so.
I bet you Sean McVay's there.
I bet he's close.
Talking like he was talking about going to Amazon Prime.
I'm kind of running down.
Right. I bet you Kyle's there. I bet you got Kyle's there.
Yeah, Kyle's probably there. Matt LaFleur might be there.
You think so in Green Bay?
That's probably about it.
Okay. You know who's heading there? MCDC. Dan Campbell's heading there.
Yep.
Yeah. They make the Super Bowl this year for sure.
I don't know when his deal's up. I don't know, but that's nuts. That is wild.
I mean,
is Mike McCarthy there?
I mean, look, Mike's hanging on, dog.
I think Mike's going to be back next
year. There is no spot.
You know, hanging on.
I feel like Mike's going to be around next year.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not Jerry's style.
But to re-sign him, if he had years left on his deal, I get it. But to basically say we're gonna sign him back, folks like him will lose their minds.
Oh. But this is the thing that like you guys say back to me when I say, "Oh, just fire this guy." Who are you gonna get?
Oh, come on now.
No, in this case though.
Come on now. Who are you gonna get?
Who are you gonna get?
Oh, Vrabel is gonna be red hot. Ben Johnson's another red hot. Why wouldn't you see Aaron Glenn? Why wouldn't you go see what Aaron Glenn's up to?
Come out of my mouth, yeah.
Right? Come on now.
This is an offensive league.
That's also true. You got to be able to score points.
Got to be able to score points and move the football.
That's why you go get Ben Johnson. That's a guy.
But again, like I said a few weeks ago, does Ben Johnson bring the sun god with him? Does he bring Gibbs with him? I know we have CeeDee Lamb. But
I know, but so go get those guys for him. The Lions had to go draft and get it.
I'm just saying, Jahmyr Gibbs don't grow on trees.
Well, there's one guy who's not making $25 million a year. He's making more than that. You see, he's getting fat already on his contract.
I can't believe you're resorting to false of all fat shaming this man.
No, I just think it's really funny that somebody at BR Walkoff or someone at BR went ahead and 100%
just made him a little bigger.
Made him a little bigger. One is just like, what has happened?
He didn't
look like that in a World Series.
A picture I sent Hoskins, which we probably won't pop
That's
up,
crazy.
Was him in the pool when he'd signed with the Mets and they were pouring drinks on him. There is no belly on the
That's
man.
Correct.
I mean, look, that he's is got correct. Layers yeah. on.
Shredded. That is correct.
Yeah, so stop.
That is correct.
Yeah, Hoskins doesn't have that.
Oh, man, it's not at the ready.
Oh, we can't. No, it's not getting.
Was he FaceTiming with somebody, right? Are we celebrating?
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, well, his brother, I think, was actually recording him in the pool. It. And yeah.
I mean, we've seen James Harden gain like 10 pounds in 2 days.
Yeah, I was wondering, did Steve Cohen pay him in honey buns?
Yeah. By the way, if I sign for $7.65, I'm going to eat a couple good steaks. I'm probably going to put, you know, and then he'll be ready by.
Stopped at Annie Ann's between.
Yeah, Annie Ann's.
He'll be ready by the time the season starts. Don't worry about my man. And by the way, like. Shout out to all the big boys that do play baseball. Shout out to Greg Luzinski and Pete Incaviglia and John Kruk. You know what I'm saying? All the big boys.
There's a new who wore it better.
Yeah.
That's a different era of the game, man.
Who wore it better?
Pete Incaviglia was jacked.
I know. He was still a big, though.
Soto, Juan Soto or Grimace? Who wore it better?
Who wore it better?
Can we do a split?
Similar body types.
On the BR. Wow. Somebody of Bleacher Report.
Can't believe we've
deciding to
these tactics.
Enhance somebody. Just if I'm a BR right Somebody's now, I'm walking hating. Through the halls and I'm saying, who's the Yankee fan around here?
Right.
There you go. Who wore it better? Who wore it better?
Well, I mean,
you better hope Soto.
Grimace is probably a better fielder.
You was about to say, you better hope Soto's got a better win streak in him.
The Grimace is a better fielder.
Grimace had a great one. I know. Soto better deliver more.
I'd be happy if he can match Grimace's.
Can he use Grimace's glove? That thing looks big. He might be able to catch more.
Grimace has the glove on the wrong hand. That's the whole thing.
I can't wait till that happens in right field. It's going to happen.
He'll be DHing, and boy, when he's
going to happen,
hitting bombs, you're going to be mad, and you know. But you're mad now. You and all your fans.
It's a Friday right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's a Friday, so it's time for What's More Likely. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Pretty good.
Oh, I'm great, hey, Chris.
What's happening, Chris?
I know you're doing great.
I feel
great.
Awesome, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of money, who's more likely to get the bigger contract this offseason? Brock Purdy or Sam Darnold?
Oh, it'll be Purdy. Sam Darnold will probably get the Baker deal. You know, 3 years, 30 per,
so
3 years, 35, 40 per.
That's what Purdy should be getting.
I know what you're saying. I mean, well, how about this? It's too soon to say.
Interesting.
It's too soon to say.
Do you want to see how it finishes for Sam?
That is correct.
What if Sam goes to the NFC Championship game?
Then now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking to see if your other... If your overreaction Monday subject matter comes into play, trade J.J. McCarthy to the Giants.
Yeah.
Or the Raiders. Or another team that's eager to get a 22-year-old prospect.
Right.
Championship caliber quarterback.
Give Sam the bag.
It's too soon, but right now I'll go it's more likely Purdy gets. Forget Brock Purdy was in overtime against the Kansas City Chiefs. 9 months ago.
One game.
One game. I mean, one game after three playoff wins.
The Purdy excuses. Brush them out of my eyes.
Okay.
It's coming down to crunch time for Rookie of the Year, guys. Rookie of the Year contender to separate themselves on Sunday, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix.
Oh, I'll go Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels going into the bayou. He's back. Some of his college stomping grounds.
One on a bye.
Coming off of a bye. Bo Nix is coming off a bye, too.
They're both coming off byes.
They
both look really good.
We'll see if the Saints are still that plucky team. How is Derek Carr got a broken hand
and might still
and a
play?
Concussion protocol and it might still play? Or is that just them basically saying, we're just going to mess with the Commanders? You think the Commanders are walking around going, oh God, let's grind tape on Haener or Carr? Like, that's going to really hamstring them. The Saints have played as well as any team has under an interim head coach yet this year.
Yeah.
The bar is very low there.
Yep.
Since the Bears got blown out in Thomas Brown's first, and Jeff Ulbrich has only won once since Woody was looking for that spark in week 5. So I'll go Jaden Daniels nonetheless.
Speaking of Derek Carr, can we stop jumping over guys? Can we stop trying to do that?
I think he only knows one speed, bro.
I think he broke his wrist jumping over a dude.
That's correct.
All right. 6-7 road team to stay in the AFC playoff mix.
Colts.
Colts or Dolphins?
Colts.
Really?
Why not?
Why not?
It's neither, really, I think. But I'm looking forward to Colts Broncos.
Well, I like Dolphins Texans is fun too.
Little breadcrumbs for you. Oh, my top five list to come of other games that intrigue me in week 15. What else, Chris?
Okay. What's more likely, guys?
Wouldn't you agree with that or no?
I like the way Miami's playing a little bit better.
Okay. All right.
What's more likely? Joe Burrow gets his fifth straight 300-yard game or Saquon Barkley gets his fifth straight 100-yard game? These guys are balling.
I'll go Burrow's fifth straight 300-yard game. I'll go with the Cincinnati Bengals being in Tennessee. Saquon going against that front for the Steelers. Plus, they're going to feed A.J. Brown, right? I mean, isn't that what this is all about?
Yeah.
You know?
I actually think this game's not going to be close.
Squeaky Wheel got the grease in San Francisco Thursday night. It's just that...
He dropped it.
Yeah.
I think Philly might blow out the Steelers.
Oh, God. Ain't
no way.
Listen, if it's what's more likely, the Steelers get blown out or the game's close, I'll go close, sir.
Offense is different without George Pickens.
Is he not playing for sure?
Seems unlikely.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. What else?
What's more likely, guys? The Chiefs win another close one thanks to something incredibly lucky. Or the Panthers keep trending up with a win over the Cowboys.
I'll go Panthers keep trending up with a win over the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to go the Chiefs, if I may.
I'll go Panthers keep trending up with a win over the Dallas Cowboys. I think that they are coming into this game as the better team. How about, I guess Munich? Although you weren't going to say that going into the Munich game against the Giants. Is this the first time Bryce Young comes into this game as the hotter, more reliable quarterback? The one that is better? How about that? After winning in Munich, Carolina and Bryce Young have gone against Mahomes, Baker, and Jalen Hurts. Now here he is coming against Cooper Rush. So the confidence level that he has, I think, is only going to get boosted more. Certainly off of nearly winning in Philadelphia, man. So, yeah, there's that. And if the Kansas City Chiefs want to... I'm here. I think it'll be close, but I don't think they're going to win because they're lucky in Cleveland. Because if they certainly had trouble protecting Mahomes against the Chargers at home, here comes the Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
In his home. What else, Chris?
That's a sneaky fun game. More likely two-win team to get a home win this week, Giants or Raiders?
Come on. Really? The Giants and Tommy Cutlets against the Ravens team coming off a bye, licking its wounds based on the loss just before it. Or the Raiders welcoming in Kirk Cousins, licking his wounds off of four straight. I'll go Raiders.
See, you talked it out and answered the question.
I did talk it out.
Thank you.
I didn't even have to phone a friend. That was a very millionaire type answer where I talked it out.
I was here for you, though.
Thank you.
It was 50-50. Yeah. If I had phoned a friend, would you have agreed with me?
Absolutely.
Then let's lock in my final answer.
There you go.
Yep.
All right, a couple more. More likely to win a playoff game this year, Bucks or Chargers?
I'll go Bucks. They're going to be home. If they make it, they're going to be home. And they're going to be taking on, what did you say, the Vikings?
Yeah.
You don't think Baker could beat the Vikings? You don't think Mike Evans and Baker and that running back and the defense?
I think the Vikings
with the cannons firing.
I think they're much better than the Bucks, Vikings.
Okay, I would say Bucks at home over Vikings, rather than what Chargers at
going into Houston maybe.
No, I think Houston's going to wind up the four, right? Pittsburgh, Chargers in Pittsburgh. We already saw that, although Herbert was dealing with a high ankle situation.
Food for thought. Just throwing it out there.
I know. That's what What's More Likely is all about. Is thought food. You got one more over there?
Yeah. More likely to be a Super Bowl preview on Sunday. Lions-Bills or Steelers-Eagles?
Oh, I'll go Lions-Bills. Since it involves one of the two teams I said prior to the season would make it. So just to be consistent, I will do it. And plus, out of the four teams that are playing in this scenario, one of them actually matches the color scheme of the Super Bowl. The Bills have a little bit of red in them.
Oh.
So, I guess the Steelers, one of the diamonds in their logo is red as well.
That's fine.
Because that's the way it goes, right? The Chiefs'
that's been a
color
thing.
Scheme is the color scheme of Super Bowl 59.
Yeah, it's been a thing.
Are the color? It's the color scheme of the Chiefs and the Niners. See how good that worked out for the Niners.
By the way, Rich, those aren't diamonds. Those are hypocycloids.
Oh, is that what they are?
And, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. You think we need one more?
Oh, one. Oh, my God.
All right, we'll get one more.
Can you work in hypocycloid into this one?
I wasn't even prepared for that.
Dude, look what at you, mean? Man.
Crazy.
Hypocycloid. Is that what being from Pennsylvania is? That you know it's not a diamond, it's a hypocycloid?
Well, it's actually Ohio Steel, and they convinced the Steelers to be the logo.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, fading from there. Yeah, and watching Hard Knocks just
okay,
exactly. I saw that on Hard Knocks this week too.
But I knew it before that.
All right, more likely to win a national championship first, guys. More likely to win a natty first. Bill Belichick, Deion Sanders.
Deion, come on, man, get out of here. Deion's got a head start, pal.
I told you, 5 years.
Deion's got a 5-star kid playing quarterback. All that business that Deion's going to follow his son. So Deion is setting up Colorado for the next guy. Is that what you're saying? Come on now. Come on now.
One guy we know is going to be a college coach next year, and the other guy we don't.
Oh. Okay. That's why there's a $10 million buyout in Belichick's contract right now, that he's not going to sign a cocktail napkin. I'm now the HC of the CHI.
I'm saying Deion is still in play.
Okay. All right. I'll go Deion.
Okay.
Deion's closer. Deion was in the running for the Big 12 championship appearance. Bill's just getting there. And right now he's got Lambo pounding the pavement. Deion's already got two years head start. And he's got the blenders, not the bifocals.
And he's got coffee.
Bill, can the blenders make Bill bifocals? That'll be amazing.
I'm sure Bill
doesn't wear glasses.
Did he have glasses on yesterday at the press conference?
Do you ever see him wear glasses?
There's no, listen to me.
Bill got
There's
LASIK
no
dog.
Doubt in my mind when it comes down to Bill's him needing to read some sort of document or a playbook. Come on now.
I don't think we've seen him.
I've never seen Bill wear glasses.
Okay. Right. Well, you could see a tablet and throw it down on the ground without putting on glasses.
Definitely can see.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up this second hour. Nate Bergetzi's making his way to the studio, folks, for hour 3.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy.
Comfy.
I'm cozy.
Cozy.
I have 0 blisters on my toes.
Blisters.
And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood1.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Show me that graphic one more time from the NFL media department. NFL Network media PR department. There's the full thing. I'm learning a few things here.
Look at you, big dog, right now.
Lil Wayne and Pat McAfee.
Like, can we fix Tom's Photoshop? His head is so small.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. They got to, yeah.
Like, compared to Ian.
Yep.
I mean,
Yeah, it's true.
The height doesn't matter to me. Shoulder does. I would take shoulder over height.
Why would you take shoulder over height in this instance?
You are the top of the mountain in that picture.
You look like Wemby compared to Kurt Warner right there.
Yeah. You have 7 people on your left, you have 7 people on your right, and you're elevated. How could you not love
that? So you think Kurt would have a problem that I'm taller than him in this photo?
I would if I were him.
Why?
Because
he's got shoulder on me.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Gerald's got shoulder on everybody.
Well, Gerald's a big man.
This makes you look 6'8". Like, you should be very happy with
that. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
This makes you look like you're done in this picture.
What about the fact that NFL Network uses an 8-year-old photograph of me? Like, and Mooch's photograph, he literally, it's been years.
Well, I mean, Kurt's got a beard.
Years since he showed up without the paint, the coat of paint, as Dan Patrick would call it.
Right.
Where he
right.
just went full Bob Barker. One day, he's not great. COVID, next day, he walks into work and he's gray. I mean, Mooch hasn't looked like that in forever.
No, that looks like a newer Ian photo.
Ian's
like,
got a good little lean.
Rich, are you saying
Ian lean? Ian's people are on it.
Rich, yeah, are you saying you need a new picture?
Ian and I have the same people.
Rich, got like a lean. I like the Ian.
Do you need
look.
A new picture, Rich? Do you need my friend Cheryl to come in again? Yeah.
I don't know what I need.
I
need shoulder. I need shoulder. I would rather have shoulder.
No, bro. Look at you. Your
height.
What if you got shoulder and you were like on the far left? Would you be okay with that?
You don't want to be front and center, not back and center.
Nah,
not back and center.
You're looking the tallest. You're the yes. first thing people see.
I don't know about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're looking at this all wrong.
Yeah.
Game time tickets, everybody. Get the app on a mobile device and start buying tickets. And the best part about it is when you open up the app, the Game Time Picks feature that is new filters out everything that you need filtered out. Only incredible deals on great seats. That's all you see. You don't have to waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then you don't have to waste any time going back after you buy the ticket. You start the process of buying the ticket because the price when it's time to check out is more than what you saw on the app when you started. The all-in pricing feature, you get to see the entire total upfront, zero surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time right now. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH. $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem our code RICH. You get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Nate Bargatze making his way to our studio as we speak.
Kyle Tucker trade talks are heating up.
Are they? With the Cubs and Yanks or what?
Cubs and Astros.
I know with the Astros, but and Astros.
No, Cubs is the front runner here, according to John Morosi.
That would immediately, if Kyle Tucker winds up with the Yankees, immediately remove any concerns I have about losing Soto.
Yeah.
To get Freed and Tucker.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
and then maybe add one more? Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yep.
For sure.
He's being facetious. You're being serious.
I'm being serious. Kyle Tucker's really good.
He sure is. And he's younger than Soto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By maybe a minute. Listen, yeah, of the Rich Eisen Show productions, whatever you want to call it, the RE services here. Do you have the phrase that you have, the drop about?
Oh, I got it.
It's okay.
I got it.
I didn't plan.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
For our consulting group that we formed years ago out of, I would love to say, years of planning, but completely.
Just one random
by the seat
day.
Of our pants.
On the spot.
Yep. On the spot.
It was a random thing.
It really was.
Sort of like how I got married.
That's how we do it.
Hey, now.
Well, RE Consulting has worked out better.
Yeah. Like, we're not throwing Emmys at each other.
Well, we'd love to have Emmys thrown at us. Well,
eventually we'll get there.
You think so?
I promise never to throw one at you.
Thank you.
When do you want?
All right. I think our most important service is to be there for others and help them through their stages of sports grief.
Yeah.
And in that regard, we say hello to Turzo from Iowa.
Turzo. Man.
Our resident 49ers faithful. What's up, Turzo?
Rich, I've never been this disappointed in my team.
Wow.
And for kind of several reasons.
Okay.
When Greenlaw came back on the field, that defense was playing different.
Buzzing around.
They were getting to the ball. They were swarming everywhere.
Yep.
Right?
Hufanga in the back, Greenlaw running side by side with Warner, Bosa up front. Felt like 9 months ago for a split minute.
Yeah, it really did with Hufanga in the back. You know, it was great.
Yep.
And then as soon as Debo dropped that pass,
mm.
I texted my cousin and I said, "Well, I think we just lost the game." And reason being is you see him go over to the sideline and the whole entire team just looks deflated. And to know that Campbell walked off the field, you know, inexcusable. You can't do that to your teammates, man. Like, no matter where you are, you can't give up on your team. And with Debo, it's like you're supposed to be the man, and then Brock's just trying to force the ball to him, and nothing came of it. And so the disappointing part was just watching the team crumble, but the turmoil that we've been through all year. So it was pretty disappointing to watch that game last night.
Well, let me just say this. You just got to look moving forward. And I still believe you got the right coach and the right general manager and the right owner. They're not going to do anything on that front. like some other teams would just get angry and owner would be impetuous and just blow it up. That's not going to happen. I'm wondering if Debo is going to be on this team next year, you know, and it'll be the Jennings and Ayuk show. We'll see what they can do. Obviously, the run game is not of concern. Obviously, McCaffrey, you'd like to get him healthy. There's still a ton of talented people and the right people to make the right decisions. How's that? Did I perform the right service? So here it comes, Terzo. Arms outstretched. Here we go.
Always, buddy.
Here it goes. We're going to hug and embrace, tap, tap, and we back away.
I appreciate it, Rich. Appreciate you guys.
See you, Terzo.
Don't fret. Good, this season didn't go. It didn't work out for you, but
Sam Darnold's coming to save you, buddy.
By the way, let's put it this way: in the minute we have left here, Terzo, do you want Purdy if it costs you $55 to $60 million and it messes with the cap in that regard?
Man, so I've been waffling back and forth with that, Rich, and we've talked about it quite often. I think he's a heck of a quarterback. I think last night was not necessarily squarely on him. Obviously, he didn't play well, but I would really like to see him take a little bit more of a team-friendly deal just so we can supply him with other weapons. And knowing a lot about Purdy and where he's kind of come from, I wouldn't be too shocked if he did that. I'm going to kind of go against what Palacero said earlier, and I listen to what Tommy P always says, but I think I'm going to push back a little bit, and I think Purdy's going to take a little bit more of a team-friendly deal.
Thanks for the call, Terzo. Appreciate it. Yeah, he would sit there and go, I'll take the Tua deal, just a penny more than Tua, a penny more than Goff, a penny more than Trevor Lawrence. Or it'll be like, my market is this. It'll be interesting. Will it all fall apart because the Niners wouldn't give him a suite for his family? Because that's what people who reach in with both fists want.
Unless George Kittle doesn't call him.
That's RES Consulting. We're doing our jobs.
Yeah. And we're not bigger.
We're doing our jobs. As we know, in the National Football League, there is no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of an entire game, season, careers. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. That's why 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of the Chiefs have a Sleep Number smart bed. 90% of the Vikings, 95% of the Rams have a smart bed. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number's mission is to provide players with data and insight to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart means the world of difference. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now, during our holiday sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed, plus special financing. Limited time only at a Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store for details.